Any worship of God without Jesus is worship in vain. You also that are Christians, any Christianity that bypasses the cross, you will never go to heaven. It's not just mentioning name. You have to pass through the cross. You must pass through the cross. If you will follow me, do what? Pick up your cross and follow me. You can never follow Jesus without the cross. It's what I believe, the Son of God. He said, but of that day and hour, knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. He said, watch. Because we don't know the hour, we don't know the day. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We don't know. So what are we to do? Watch. How do you watch? It's exactly what we're doing now. We're pointing you to scriptures. Something very interestingly happened that is very instructive to me as a minister. When we traveled to Zambia recently, we had our connecting flight in Johannesburg, South Africa. After we flew for about 2 hours from Lusaka, we had 5 hours waiting time to connect the South African airline that will bring us to Lagos. So naturally, we thought we had enough time. Oh, still remain 4 hours. Oh, still remain 3 hours. The last check we checked, Oscar, the last check we checked was 2 hours. We said it remained 2 hours. The last check we looked was 2 hours. We gathered in a restaurant and we were eating. Then we started gisting. Now, in Lusaka, they will announce the flight. This is a body announcement. Flight is so, South Africa Airlines to Lagos. They will say, oh, we are going. So we were waiting. They have not announced it. In Lagos, here, before we left, they announced it. So, but in South Africa, they don't announce it. They write it on the screen. So, you have to know your time and go to the screen. You will see the time, you will see the boarding gate, and they will see whether it is boarding or not. So, once you see the time, they tell you enough time so that you go near the boarding gate and wait for the next action that will take place. So, the flight was supposed to take off 3 p.m. By the time we were still chatting, suddenly Professor, they said, hey, our flight. He screamed. He said, hey, our flight. And we said, hey, our flight. Hey, our flight. Then we grab our boxes, And then we started running towards the gate. As we landed there, the plane was taxiing to go and take off. Then we started fighting ourselves. I will not forget. I said, hey, you too. Why you not remember? All of us are guilty. Who did we appoint as timekeeper? How we are so miserable. What shall we do now? How are we going to do it? So while we were wondering what to do, as we were sitting down, we are walking. I'm going back to where we'll find out what is the next thing. Oscar tapped me and said, Daddy, I saw rapture go be. I said, that is true, but it will not be my portion. We are supposed to watch. We did not watch. and the rapture took place. He said there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We went. We missed our flight. Why didn't two people announce? We were shouting at the South African airline, the Nigerian way. They were laughing at us. They said, but it's written there now. We don't announce flights. But you didn't tell us when you were checking us. You didn't tell us. He said, but where you got your boarding pass, it is pasted there by the side. It was a responsibility to read it. So what do we do now? And we didn't have money. What do we do now? They said, well, you have to rebook for tomorrow. And the cost of rebooking was to cost us over $1,000. So we had to have meeting. All the offering where they give you for us. For that be a bring. Of course, praise the Lord. This thing I'm telling you so. Amen. We had to look for a hotel to sleep within the airport. We had to look for food to eat. Everything cost us over $2,000. Why? Because we did not watch. No, then I began to understand. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking. They were marrying. They were living their lives anyhow. Unknown to them, judgment was coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Two groups of Christians exist today as a roundup. In Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Let's read the whole story up to verse 42. Luke chapter 10. He said, now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha, received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary. Somebody shout Martha. Another one shout Mary. Which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Mary sat at Jesus' feet to hear message. Samuel. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. Her own is walk. Ministry. Evangelism. Mountain. Healing, deliverer. Vision, prophecy. Working for God in the ministry. And then she came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she should help me. And Jesus answered and said, Martha! I say, talk a moment. Martha! Thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen the good part. We shall not be taken away from her. Because prophecy will end one day. Heaven and the earth shall pass away. But only my word abide forever. That's why it is the better part. And that is the position we have in Christianity today. Many of us bothered more about serving God than making your calling and election sure. You are so much interested in serving and you have no time to hear any other instruction from your master. He says, search the scriptures. In them you think you have life. He said, they are they that testify of me. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, that is, study so that whatever you are doing you will do it correctly. You will do it to be accepted by God. There is the perfect will of God. There is the permissive will of God. And you can be doing God a service without it being the will of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 13, hear the words of the Lord. Remember in verse 8, let's read verse 8. It said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What makes it grace? What makes it grace? Verse 13. There was something he had. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Noah had a privilege of knowing that the world was going to come to an end. And if we read on, he was shown the way of escape. That is the grace for Noah. Do you understand the meaning of grace now? Do you understand the meaning of grace now? Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. The grace for Noah is that he was given the privilege of knowing a secret that God was going to destroy the whole earth. And the grace is that he was shown how to escape. The same thing also in 1 Peter chapter 4. This is not for Noah. This is not for us. And verse 7. He also repeated the same thing to us, Peter. He said, but the end of all things is at hand. See the grace here. Be ye therefore sober and watch and watch and watch unto prayer. To watch unto prayer is study and be prayerful. Watch your spiritual life. Watch your fellowship with God. Watch your estate spiritually. Are you growing better into the image of Christ? Or you are getting more and more carnal? Are you more spiritual day by day? Or you are still carnal? Where are you now in the journey from earth to glory? Watch. He said, watch unto his coming. Watch, 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 watch unto his coming. There are things we need to know. There are things we need to do if we must be in the rapture. And that's exactly what we're doing now. For the door will soon close. The door will soon close. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. As a bride who are already expecting her wedding day, naturally speaking, what is foremost now is occupying her heart is the home going to her husband's house. It's the wedding day. I am thinking of the rapture. I am thinking of the rapture. Let's hear the musicians sing that song. If you are thinking of the rapture also. And that's what this whole sermon is all about. It's not the theology.
I am thinking of the rapture in the blessed low on high. When the redeemed are we will raise a heavenly altar in the city in the skies. When the redeemed,
there'll be great procession.
Oh,
grace. Somebody saying something from Switzerland. Sister Christiane from Switzerland. Thank you, Pastor Moses, for these revelations regarding the rapturing faith. This is marvelous and exciting. All the glory unto Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is grace. That is grace. What is grace? It's a knowledge that's given to you only. And it's given to you and shown the way out. Two people were given that same grace. All of us are saying grace, 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 grace. It doesn't matter. Grace, 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 grace. Grace is conditional. Lost wife received grace to escape from the fire that is coming on Sodom and Gomorrah. No, her husband Lot also received the same grace. But, hallelujah, there is the grace that bringeth salvation. There is the grace that bringeth salvation. Am I correct? Titus chapter 2, verse 11, was telling Titus. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Doing what? It teaches something. Teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. There is the grace that bringeth salvation. And there is another grace also of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it does not bring salvation. The grace to prosper through tithe and offering, it makes you to prosper here only. It is the prosperity here only. Or kind bishop, God said you should teach your people how to prosper. It is grace. It is grace. But that grace does not lead us to salvation. He told Timothy, since you were a child, he said, thou hast known the holy scriptures that is able to make thee wise unto salvation. It's not every scripture that gives you wisdom for salvation. There are scriptures that will make you do dry fasting. Dry fasting will not show you the way to heaven. It will make you cast out devils. It will make you see vision clearly. It will make you do miracle signs and wonders. But the day is going to come, he will say, not all that say, Lord, 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 they shall enter into the kingdom of God. Wasn't it your name I cast out devils? That was grace you were enjoying. But that grace does not lead you to salvation. How many people will know this and give diligence to make their calling and election sure? Therefore, you say, he said, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. He then said, remember Lot's wife. All these things we are teaching, I'm not teaching you to tell you that I know Bible. It's not knowing Bible. I'm preparing you for the soon home going. Hallelujah. That's why some of us worship God, because we know what others don't know. I have my elder sister. She may be watching me now because she has Bright TV in her room. She's Elijah. Aji Arabi, you are hearing me now. Hallelujah. You told me that we are worshiping the same God. We are worshiping the same God. But any worship of God without Jesus is worship in vain. You also that are Christians, any Christianity that bypasses the cross, you will never go to heaven. It's not just mentioning name. You have to pass through the cross. You must pass through the cross. If you will follow me, do what? Pick up your cross and follow me. You can never follow Jesus without the cross. When we teach these things, we are teaching to equip us for one of these days. This thing we said, there will be no need for sermon again. Very soon, and it will be very soon, we will just stay and we shall see Apostle Paul. Is it possible? And we shall see William Branham. Is it possible? Is it possible? And we shall see William Simon. And we shall see Luther. And we shall see Wesley. And we shall see Smith Wigglesworth. And we shall see A.A. Allen. And we shall see all God's generals. We will see them. Oh, glory be to God. And my sister, my elder sister, she prays 5 times in a day. There is a sign on her forehead as confirmation of her blindness. And God didn't see the seriousness and said, since you worship me like this, let me reveal myself to you. Me, that we have no time to follow them to even do whatever they are doing. My own, no God in my life, no God. Useless life. And God, he came to tell me, the end of all things have come. I will destroy this earth with fire. My son, I desire not for you to die in hellfire. Although your sin may be as what? What will I do? I have shed my blood. I know you are weak. Oh, cigar full everywhere. Everything, you are not worthy, but I will make you worthy. Oh, glory be to God. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Hey! Say, a wretch like me. Oh, yes. I was lost. For better, for worse. Whether I marry or not, whether I have a child or not, has nothing to do with my relationship with God. Whether I have money or not, whether I am sick unto death, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Has nothing to do with that. Therefore, I'm not a grumbling Christian. I don't go to church only when I am happy. I don't pray only when I am happy. I worship him. Why? Because of the grace that he can come down to a sinner like me and reveal what people on earth don't know, that this earth will burn with fire. We burn with fire. But he said he will take me away first, then the fire will come down.